کارن جن روانشناس و استاد دانشگاه، دکترای رفتار سازمانی که تخصص شناخت و مدیریت تعارض و اختلاف نظر توی کار و تیمه، میگه همه ی دعواها یکی نیستن. یه وقتایی شخصیه، پر از دلخوری و اعصاب خردی، یه وقتایی کاریه، فقط سر ایده ها و نظرها. حالا کدوم مفیده و کدوم مضر؟ اگر دعوا رو شخصی کنی کارت میخوابه، ولی اگر دعوا رو کاری نگه داری پیشرفت میکنی. سلام، فروخ هستم و امروز میخوایم یه قسمت دیگه از کتاب Think Again رو با هم دیگه بخونیم. مثل همیشه اول یک بار از روی صفحه میخونم و بعد با هم بررسی و ترجمه میکنیم و در نهایت یک بار با سرعت آروم تر میخونیم. قسمت 51. One of the world's leading experts on conflict is an organizational psychologist in Australia named Karen Eddie Jen. When you think about conflict, you're probably picturing what Eddie calls relationship conflict. Personal emotional clashes that are filled not just with friction, but also with animosity. I hate your stinking guts. I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon. You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. But Eddie has identified another flavor called task conflict. Clashes about ideas and opinions. We have task conflict when we're debating whom to hire, which restaurant to pick for dinner, or whether to name our child Gertrude or Quasar. The question is whether the two types of conflict have different consequences. A few years ago, I surveyed hundreds of new teams in Silicon Valley on conflict several times during their first 6 months working together. Even if they argued constantly and agreed on nothing else, they agreed on what kind of conflict they were having. When their projects were finished, I asked their managers to evaluate each team's effectiveness. The teams that performed poorly started with more relationship conflict than task conflict. They entered into personal feuds early on and were so busy disliking one another that they didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. It took months for many of the teams to make real headway on their relationship issues. And by the time they did manage to debate key decisions, it was often too late to rethink their directions. What happened in the high-performing groups? As you might expect, they started with low relationship conflict and kept it low throughout their work together. That didn't stop them from having task conflict at the outset. They didn't hesitate to surface competing perspectives. As they resolved some of their differences of opinion, they were able to align on a direction and carry out their work until they ran into new issues to debate. خب برگردیم به ابتدای صفحه، مجدداً بخونیم. One of the world's leading experts on conflict. صفت leading به معنای برجسته و ممتاز هستش. One of the world's leading experts یعنی یکی از برجسته ترین متخصصین در دنیا. مثال های دیگه میتونه این باشه، مثلا one of the world's leading scientists، یکی از برجسته ترین دانشمندای دنیا. One of the world's leading politicians، یکی از برجسته ترین سیاستمدارای دنیا. حالا این صفت فقط برای اشخاص استفاده نمیشه، میتونه برای مثلا شرکت ها، دانشگاه ها، بیمارستان ها و مکان ها در واقع استفاده بشه. مثلا میگیم one of the world's leading companies، یکی از بزرگترین یا برجسته ترین شرکت های دنیا. One of the world's leading universities، یکی از مهمترین دانشگاه های دنیا. خب ادامه بدیم. One of the world's leading experts on conflict. گفتیم on خیلی وقتها به معنی در مورد هستش یا با موضوعه. یکی از برجسته ترین متخصصین دنیا در زمینه conflict یا همون تعارض. Is an organizational psychologist، یک روانشناس سازمانی هست. In Australia، توی استرالیا. Named Karen Eddie Jen، به اسم کارن اتی جن. When you think about conflict، وقتی اسم conflict میاد، وقتی شما میخوای به conflict فکر بکنی، به تعارض فکر بکنی، you're probably picturing what Eddie calls relationship conflict. Picture اینجا فعلمون هست به معنای تصور کردن. You are probably picturing یعنی احتمالاً تصور میکنی what Eddie calls relationship conflict، اون چیزی رو که اتی بهش میگه تعارض در رابطه، که حالا در ادامه توضیح داده این relationship conflict چی هستش. Personal emotional clashes that are filled not just with friction but also with animosity. Personal, شخصی, emotional, احساسی, clashes. Clash میدونیم به معنای برخورد هستش. هم میتونه اسم باشه، هم میتونه فعل باشه که اینجا اسمه. Personal and emotional clashes یعنی درگیری های شخصی و احساسی that are filled not just with friction but also with animosity که پر شدن یا پر هستن از نه تنها استکاک friction به معنای استکاک هستش بلکه but also with animosity animosity به معنای کینه یا دشمنی هستش حالا در ادامه یک سری از عبارت هایی که توی بحثای شخصی استفاده میشن رو گفته I hate your stinking guts وقتی به یکی میگیم I hate your guts یعنی از دیدنت بیزارم نمیخوام ریخت تو ببینم حالا وقتی stinking هم بهش اضافه میشه دیگه شدتش میره بالاتر یعنی واقعا از دیدنت بیزارم نمیخوام ریخت تو ببینم I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand این عبارت وقتی استفاده میشه که میخوایم در واقع یکی رو دانش یکی رو تحقیر بکنیم بهش بگیم تو نادون هستی من کلمات ساده استفاده میکنم small words اینجا منظورش کلمات ساده و کوتاه هستش so that you'll be sure to understand که مطمئن باشی که میفهمی یا مثلا you warthog faced buffoon که این هم یه حالت فحشمانندی داره دیگه یک توهین حساب میشه دیگه warthog یعنی گراز warthog faced یعنی کسی که صورتش مثل گرازه buffoon هم که به معنای دلقک هستش you bob for apples in the toilet And you like it. باب وقتی که فعل باشه به معنای جهیدن یا پریدن یه حرکت ناگهانی هستش. این جمله اشاره داره به یک رسمی، یک کاری که معمولاً توی مهمونی‌های هالووین یا مثلا مهمونی‌های برداشت محصول اون جشنی که می‌گیرن انجامش میدن. یک ظرف بزرگی رو پر از آب می‌کنن، توش سیب می‌ندازن و آدمو باید دستشون رو بگیرن پشتشون بدون دخالت دست، سعی کنن با دهنشون سیب رو بگیرن. همین کار باعث میشه یعنی برای اینکه بتونن این کار رو انجام بدن باید سرشون رو مدام ببرن توی آب و که بتونن یک سیب رو بگیرن که همون فعل باب هستش You bob for apples in the toilet and you like it یعنی تو برای اینکه بتونی سیبا رو بگیری این بازی رو میری داخل توالت انجام میدی و ازش لذت میبری که این هم باز یه توهین و تحقیره پس اینها نمونه هایی بودن از دعواهای شخصی که توش نیم کالینگ داشتیم نیم کالینگ وقتی هستش که ما یه اسمی روی کسی میذاریم همونجا که گفتیم warthog faced buffoon یا توش sarcastic attack داشتیم یک حمله کنایه آمیز اونجایی که گفتش که I'll use small words so you'll be sure to understand در واقع داشت intelligence یا هوش اون طرف رو تحقیر میکرد و همچنین insult داشتیم pure insult یک توهین کاملا واضح I hate your stinking guts اینها همه نمونه هایی از این دعواهای شخصی بودن. خب ادامه بدیم. But Eddie has identified another flavor called task conflict. Flavor میدونیم به معنای طعم هستش. ولی میتونه به معنای گونه هم باشه. Eddie has identified another flavor یعنی Eddie یک گونه دیگری رو شناسایی کرد. Called task conflict. که بهش میگفت task conflict یا همون تعارض توی کار. Clash is about ideas and opinions. در ادامه توضیح داده که این task conflict چی هستش؟ برخوردها یا بهتر بگیم درگیریها یا اختلاف نظرها در مورد ایده ها و عقاید. We have task conflict when we're debating whom to hire, which restaurant to pick for dinner, or whether to name our child Gertrude or Quasar. We have task conflict. ما دچار درگیری کاری میشیم. که اینجا منظور از کار کار شغل نیست کار وظیفه هستش We have task conflict when we're debating whom to hire ما دوچار درگیری وظیفه میشیم درگیری کاری میشیم وقتی که داریم مذاکره میکنیم در مورد اینکه چه کسی رو استخدام بکنیم debate به معنای مذاکره کردن مناظره کردن Which restaurant to pick for dinner کدوم رستوران رو انتخاب بکنیم برای شام پیک اینجا به معنای انتخاب کردن هست. Or whether to name our child Gertrude or Quasar. یا اینکه سر انتخاب اسم بچه به مشکل میخوریم. مثلا اسمش رو Gertrude بذاریم یا Quasar. یک بار دیگه جمله رو بخونیم. We have task conflict when we're debating whom to hire. which restaurant to pick for dinner, or whether to name our child Gertrude or Quasar. The question is whether the two types of conflict have different consequences. The question is, سؤال این هستش که, whether, آیا, the two types of conflict, این دو مدل conflict, که یکیش relationship conflict بود, یکیش task conflict بود, have different consequences, آیا پیامدهای متفاوتی دارن؟ Consequence به معنای پیامد هستش. The question is whether the two types of conflict have different consequences. سوال اینجاست که آیا این دو مدل conflict پیامدهای متفاوتی دارن؟ A few years ago, I surveyed hundreds of new teams in Silicon Valley on conflict several times during their first 6 months working together. A few years ago, چند سال پیش, I surveyed hundreds of new teams in Silicon Valley. یعنی من بررسی کردم صدها تیم جدید رو توی سیلیکون ولی on conflict در مورد موضوع تعارض several times چندین بار during their first 6 months working together در طول اولین 6 ماه کاریشون با هم دیگه. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. A few years ago, I surveyed hundreds of new teams in Silicon Valley on conflict several times during their first 6 months working together. Even if they argued constantly and agreed on nothing else, they agreed on what kind of conflict they were having. Even if, برای بیان تعارض اومده, یعنی حتی اگر they argued constantly and agreed on nothing else, حتی اگر اونا همیشه در حال بحث بودن, constantly به معنای همیشه هستش به صورت مداوم, and agreed on nothing else, و روی هیچ چیز دیگه هم توافق نداشتن, they agreed on what kind of conflict they were having. روی این موضوع که چه مدل تعارضی دارن, اتفاق نظر داشتن. When their projects were finished, وقتی پروژه هاشون تموم می شد, I asked their managers to evaluate each team's effectiveness. من از مدیرشون میخواستم که یه ارزیابی بکنه از میزان بهره‌وری هر تیمی. Effectiveness به معنای بهره‌وری هستش. The teams that performed poorly started with more relationship conflict than task conflict. The teams that performed poorly, یعنی اون تیم‌هایی که عملکرد بدی داشتن, started with, شروع کردن با, more relationship conflict, تعارض‌های شخصی بیشتری, than task conflict, تا اینکه بخوان تعارض‌های کاری داشته باشن. They entered into personal feuds early on. Early on یعنی از همون اولش. They entered into personal feuds, یعنی اونها دوچار دشمنی‌های شخصی شدن از همون اولش. کلمه feud به معنای دشمنی هستش, معمولاً برای دشمنی‌های ریشه‌دار و طولانی مدت, مثلا بین دو تا خانواده, دو تا آدم, دو تا طایفه استفاده میشه. They entered into personal feuds early on and were so busy disliking one another that they didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. وقتی من میگم I'm so busy doing something that I cannot do something else, یعنی من انقدر مشغول یه کاری هستم که یه کار دیگر رو نمیتونم انجام بدم. اینجا هم همین ساختار رو داریم. They were so busy disliking one another. یعنی انقدر سرشون گرم این اختلافا بود, این دوست نداشتنها بود, that they didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. که نمیتونستن همدیگر رو به چالش بکشن. They didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. راحت نبودن با این مسئله که بخوان از نظر کاری همدیگر رو به چالش بکشونن. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. They entered into personal feuds early on and were so busy disliking one another that they didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. It took months for many of the teams to make real headway on their relationship issues. It took months, یعنی ماها طول کشید, for many of the teams, برای بسیاری از تیمها, to make real headway. To make headway یک اصطلاح به معنای پیشرفت کردن. To make real headway یعنی واقعا پیشرفت کردن on their relationship issues, در مورد مشکلات ارتباطیشون. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. It took months for many of the teams to make real headway on their relationship issues. یعنی ماه‌ها طول کشید برای خیلی از تیم‌ها که کار بکنن روی این مشکلات ارتباطیشون. And by the time they did manage to debate key decisions, it was often too late to rethink their directions. And by the time, یعنی وقتی که زمانش میرسید یا زمانش میومد که they did manage to debate key decisions، که اونها این قابلیت رو پیدا میکردن یا موفق میشدن که گفتگو داشته باشن در مورد تصمیمات مهم، تصمیمات اصلی، it was often too late، اغلب دیگه خیلی دیر بود، to rethink their directions، که بخوان جهتگیریشون رو یا اهدافشون رو در موردشون تجدید نظر بکنن. یه بار دیگه بخونیم، it took months for many of the teams to make real headway on their relationship issues، and by the time they did manage to debate key decisions, it was often too late to rethink their directions. خب گفتیم اصطلاح make headway به معنای پیشرفت کردن هستش، یا میتونیم بگیم make real headway برای اینکه تاکیدش رو بیشتر بکنیم. یه جمله مثال بگم. مثلا من میگم After weeks of practice, I'm making real headway in learning the guitar. بعد از هفته ها تمرین من دارم واقعا پیشرفت میکنم توی یادگیری گیتار. یا مثلا We have finally made real headway on the new website. ما بالاخره یه پیشرفت بزرگی کردیم توی این وبسایت جدیدمون. We talked for hours but didn't make any real headway in solving the issue. We talked for hours but didn't make any real headway in solving the issue. یعنی ما ساعت ها صحبت کردیم ولی واقعا پیشرفت خاصی هم در راستای حل مسئله نکردیم. پس make headway یعنی پیشرفت کردن. خب بریم ادامه بدیم. What happened in the high performing groups? ما الان low performing groups رو بررسی کردیم، گروه هایی که عملکرد پایینی داشتن. حالا میخواییم بریم سراغ high performing groups، گروه هایی که عملکرد بالایی داشتن. What happened in the high performing groups؟ توی گروه هایی که عملکرد بالایی داشتن چه اتفاقی افتاد؟ As you might expect, they started with low relationship conflict and kept it low throughout their work together. همونطور که ممکنه شما انتظارش رو داشته باشین، as you might expect, they started with، اونها شروع کردن با low relationship conflict، تعارض ارتباطی پایین یا کم، and kept it low، و اون رو پایین نگه داشتن throughout their work together، در طول اون زمانی که با هم دیگه کار میکردن. That didn't stop them from having task conflict at the outset. At the outset یعنی از همون ابتدا. That didn't stop them from having task conflict at the outset یعنی این به این معنی نبود یا باعث نمیشد که اختلاف کاری هم نداشته باشن از همون ابتدا. پس اونها relationship conflict نداشتن ولی task conflict داشتن از همون ابتدا. They didn't hesitate to surface competing perspectives. They didn't hesitate to. وقتی میگم I don't hesitate to do something یعنی درنگی نمی کنم برای انجام دادن این کاری. این کار رو انجام میدم. کلمه surface به معنای سطح هستش ولی اگر فعل باشه به معنای به روی سطح آوردن هست یا مطرح کردن، آشکار کردن یا میتونیم بگیم بالا آمدن. اینجا گفته they didn't hesitate to surface competing perspectives یعنی اونها بدون درنگ نظرات مخالفشون رو مطرح میکردن. میدونیم perspective به معنای نظر هستش، competing به معنای مخالف هست، چیزی که در رقابت هستش. به تلفظ surface هم دقت کنین، surface، surface نیست. یک بار دیگه جمله رو بخونیم. That didn't stop them from having task conflict at the outset. They didn't hesitate to surface competing perspectives. As they resolved some of their differences of opinion, they were able to align on a direction and carry out their work until they ran into new issues to debate. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. As they resolved some of their differences of opinion. یعنی همونطور که اونها حل می کردن اون اختلاف نظرهاشون رو یا بعضی از اختلاف نظرهاشون رو، resolve به معنای حل کردن هستش. They were able to align on a direction. اونها قادر بودن که هم راستا باشن توی یک جهت and carry out their work و انجام بدن کارشون رو. Carry out به معنای انجام دادن هستش، همون do هستش. Until they ran into new issues to debate. تا وقتی که یا تا زمانی که بر بخورن به مشکلات جدیدی که بخوان در موردش صحبت بکنن. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. As they resolved some of their differences of opinion, they were able to align on a direction and carry out their work until they ran into new issues to debate. خب برگردیم به ابتدای صفحه و یک بار با سرعت آروم‌تر بخونیم. One of the world's leading experts on conflict is an organizational psychologist in Australia named Karen Eddy Jen. When you think about conflict, you're probably picturing what Eddy calls relationship conflict, personal emotional clashes that are filled not just with friction, but also with animosity. I hate your stinking guts. I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand. You warthog-faced buffoon. You bob for apples in the toilet. And you like it. But Eddy has identified another flavor called task conflict. Clashes about ideas and opinions. We have task conflict when we're debating whom to hire, which restaurant to pick for dinner, or whether to name our child Gertrude or Quasar. The question is whether the two types of conflict have different consequences. A few years ago, I surveyed hundreds of new teams in Silicon Valley on conflict several times during their first 6 months working together. Even if they argued constantly and agreed on nothing else, they agreed on what kind of conflict they were having. When their projects were finished, I asked their managers to evaluate each team's effectiveness. The teams that performed poorly started with more relationship conflict than task conflict. They entered into personal feuds early on and were so busy disliking one another that they didn't feel comfortable challenging one another. It took months for many of the teams to make real headway on their relationship issues. And by the time they did manage to debate key decisions, it was often too late to rethink their directions. What happened in the high-performing groups? As you might expect, they started with low relationship conflict and kept it low throughout their work together. That didn't stop them from having task conflict at the outset. They didn't hesitate to surface competing perspectives. As they resolved some of their differences of opinion, they were able to align on a direction and carry out their work until they ran into new issues to debate.
Again, counting hours, searching the night.